ですか、その。 obligations one to another, and we're not obligated to keep the Torah, the Chas V'Shalom, because we are basically the Rebbeinu sent us away. And so it doesn't make sense to keep Torah Mitzvah without Eretz Yisrael, without Eretz Yisrael. Of course, now we told them, oh, Chas V'Shalom, Torah Mitzvah is forever, it's eternal, it's not dependent on Eretz Yisrael on the basis of English. But we have to tell them that. They thought that there's room to say that no Beis HaMikdash, no Torah Mitzvahs. What exactly? What's the Beis HaMikdash? What's the thing about the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Shlomo commanded us to keep the Torah, carry the Mitzvahs, learn the Torah. I see like Benjamin revealed that his presence in Har Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu Kapanoli and commanded us to do Torah Mitzvahs. Why did the Benjamin want from us to do Torah Mitzvahs? It's too easy. There's many levels to explain it. Explain it very deep level, can explain it plainer way. The plain meaning is that you do Torah Mitzvahs, the Rebbeinu knows that everything, all Torah Mitzvahs are make a person a good person. They make him what a person is supposed to be. They can get rid of the Yitzhara of all the bad evil inclinations, become a higher person, become a tzaddik. To have a connection with the Rebbeinu Shloim, to be the conscience, the creation that has vapors in the Rebbeinu Shloim, connect itself with the Rebbeinu Shloim, talk to the Rebbeinu Shloim, become a ish neshama, become a neshama-like person. That's what a person is supposed to be, and that's why the Russian commanded us with Torah Mitzvahs. And for accomplishing that, we will also have Oyel Mavol. Shalom Mavol, of course, will be much closer to the Rebbeinu Shloim. You'll be in the hand of the Mashkana, you have vapors in the eternal, absolute good, which is called Oyel Mavol. Shkana, Shiraz Shkana, Ziva Shkana. For that purpose, the Rebbeinu created Adam. He wanted to have creations that will be zoicha, which will merit to have this eternal good of which is called Olam Haba. That's like a way to understand Torah Mitzvahs in a very, it's not, it's a, I would say, in a certain way. Very, very shallow horizon.
Superficial.
Very superficial understanding of Torah. It's much deeper than that. There's a secret in the meaning of Torah Mitzvahs. And the secret, we always say, the Chassidim made his money. But he should say it, everyone should say it, but it's really sort of a Kabbalah, a Kabbalistic terminology, something that's really, you don't, not a Mekubal, even if you are a Mekubal, it's a very subtle opinion that you have to be a very high madrega to even begin to understand. Sort of like an abstract thing, it's not, you have to be a tzaddik and a shamanic person that should even begin to understand what it means. So before a mitzvah, you say, Shem Yichud Kitchen Location. There are words that mean something. Doing a mitzvah, why do you do the mitzvah? Not because I should be a good person, not because I should have a mabah. I'm doing it, Shem Yichud Kitchen Location. What does that mean? It's a secret which really told us you can't explain that secret. You could explain it, but explanation will fall short, very much short from the real meaning of Yichud Kitchen and Shemba. Something that you have to experience, you have to be there, you have to be and live it. Live it with your own life. If you see the Yichud Kitchen and Shemba, you have to see it. You have to experience it. I was just saying short explanation. What does Yichud Kitchen and Shemba mean? Of course, one of us that has a chump would right away understand that it's something that you have to work on. You have to be a big subject and you have to touch the first part of the true meaning of Yichud Kitchen and Shemba. It's like this. The whole world was created, or creation was created, to once attain a level of the dragon, which is called the Molei Kavod Hashem, is called Arches. In other words, the Rebbe Shlomo wants, why he wants that, it's a certain secret, and of course it's connected. The ultimate good, the worship is good, and everything, but it's that what creation really means. Creation means a place for the creations that are fully encompassed and fully involved with the Shekhinah Kodesh, with Alukos. The arguments of Alukos are not something Shemai, it fills up entire creation, entire universe, everything. Loi Kalor, it's Kivoyim. Now it's concealed. It's lovely in the world of creation to reach perfection, so then to be in a revealed sense, Yimolei Kvoid Hashem is Kalaretz. Kvoid Hashem, a Nibla Kvoid Hashem. Kvoid Hashem will be revealed to everyone. Both will be, of course, levels. How much is revealed to everyone according to his Dregia, his love. But as a whole, it will be Yimolei Kvoid Hashem is Kalaretz. In other words, if you want to define creation, a deep way, a sophisticated way, so you want to find what's creation. I say creation is a good godliness that comes in a certain form that encompasses creation, encompasses all of creation. In other words, a certain revelation of a tus, which is higher than creation, that's called kitchen ruchim. There's a certain other tus which fills up the creation, gives life of creation. In other words, anything that's not part of this neshama, this other tus, really doesn't have an existence. Doesn't exist. Because everything only exists through the spark, through the mitzvot, the spark of the tus, which gives it life. Everything has a neshama. So person has a neshama which you can feel if he is. So in the sham, come out of the skulls, you would feel as a neshama. So everything has a neshama. Everything has a, it's called a nitzvah. It's not a neshama, but it's a nitzvah. It's a spark of a nitzvah. Doimon has a spark of a nitzvah according to its level. Everything that has life, everything lives. Everything has life, and everything that exists really has life. And that life is the nitzvah of a nitzvah, which is, gives it life. So this mitzvah of the curse, all the mitzvahs and all the sparks of godliness, all the neshamas become revealed. In other words, there will be nothing to conceal. So that means the Yimolei Kvoid Hashem is Kalaretz. The whole creation will be filled with the curse. It's a type of the Gilui of the curse that doesn't fight creation, doesn't nullify creation, but it works along with creation. It goes, in other words, it defines creation in a much higher way that really everything that exists only because it's a person. Yichud Kitchen Rech Hashkuntai means that the Rebbe Shlomo, the closest attribute that you could said to the, about the Rebbeinu Shalom, which closest that comes to the path of the Lakus that you can't explain, there's no words to explain, but the path that comes at the most close to explain, attribute which you can find, a Lakus word, find Galvinus with it, is the word Echad. Rebbeinu Shalom is Echad. But all the attributes are not as close to the real essential meaning of a Likus like the word Echad. Version is Echad as well. But Echad means that you say many attributes of the word, you say Rachem, you say Chaman, you say Dibur, you say Noir. But Echad tells you that they're all one. Not a lot. It's all one. It's one thing. One Indian that's called Echad, and it includes everything. It includes Rachem, Chanan, everything. It's one. Shem So, the Gilui, the Hashem Echad, is a Gilui which, in other words, creation, who enjoy it and have a great enjoyment from it. But it's much more than that. It's enjoyment. The ruchnius means shlemus. That's what it's supposed to be. In other words, it would be amos. And we'd say in a different sense. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom is amos. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants this amos, this truth, to be revealed, and that gives enjoyment and of course it gives enjoyment to all parts of the Likus. Everything is the Likus. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Amos. So everything that lives, everything that exists is part of the essential existence of the Rebbeinu Shalom, of the absolute existence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So in the Rebbeinu Shalom is Amos. So when the Amos emerges, when the Amos comes out and becomes a known fact, and it's a fact that the true Amos becomes revealed. That's called enjoyment. It's called many words. It's called the ultimate goal of Amos. Amos is from revealed, and the Amos is of the curse. Amos is the curse that governs, becomes revealed. So everything reached its goal, its perfection. It's called enjoyment, called many ways. Because this kind of means like you attain the amnes, you have the amnes, that's enjoyment. So, a lot of mishalim of this in of Yichud Kitchen of Yishunta. You see in the mishalim that you have to understand the nimshal, which the mishalim have called mashal.
Parable.
So, Moshe. So Moshe explains a little. You should understand the Nimshel. You should feel the Nimshel. Shchita is called in a certain way. You see, Shir Shirim. He's a Moshe of. Whole Shishin's a Moshe. Future Brichi Shchinta is like a man and his wife. Future Brichi Shchinta created a zohar on the table. And the Shleimus of Adam is when they get married. They're unified. So in other words, it's like two parts which really should be unified and should be made one harvest and made one.
Huh? Combined,
like one, and that's called yichud. You combine two things, and they make them, which are really one, and you make them one, and that makes the Adam makes him a fully developed Adam. So Alekus, this is all on Moshe for Alekus, the sort of the Isha, the recipient of the Likus, is creation, which is called, in other words, it's called Shchinta. Shechinta, Shechina means everything, all the Lakus, which the Rebbeinu Shel manifested in creation. He infused in creation a Lakus, which is called Shechina. And this is a motion of the recipient of the Rebbeinu Shel, like the Isha is a recipient of the Ish. Kitchabrachi is called the Ish, or the one that gives life to creation, which is the part of the Lakus, which is above all creation. There's a creation, there's the Shantay, there's Kitchener. No, it's one. It's purely one. It's completely one. Ever. If you say two, it's not the end. It's one. The same Alakus that's above creation is the same Alakus that's in creation. It's one. It's one. I mean, and that's the Sgalus of the Amis. That means that the Amis becomes the Sgalus. Creations reach the perfection through their deeds, through the time of their mitzvahs. So, of course, then they resemble the most, how much they could resemble, how much is and the power to resemble, they resemble the Rebbeinu Shel, they resemble the Shechina. They're like part of the Shechina. They reveal the godliness which is within them. They have dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel. They become like sort of godly people. Divine people, higher people. So that's that prepares them that the Rebbeinu Shel should give them schar b'olam hazeh. And also b'olam hazeh, because they accomplished in b'olam hazeh will also reach the peak how much b'olam hazeh could reach, which is called Yemos HaMashiach. And in other words, this would be the schar for what we accomplished through being kind to our mitzvahs. And that's the Molei Tvoid Hashem Eskal Ha'aretz, through the whole Avoid of Klal Yisrael, all the generations, we accomplished the goal, we reached our goal, that godliness will be revealed in creation, just like above creation. But it's a real revelation for Olam Haba, it will start in Olam Hazeh. So, what this means, really, we could try and show them and understand the feeling of what was explained. But it's really something that sort of someone who never experienced it doesn't know what it means. Just like someone who never married doesn't know what it means. You have to experience it. So the Bunsha made a place, this room, and it was very hard in order for people that have the Yitzharas, the big Muhammad with Sidrachar, the Yitzharas, to accomplish such an accomplishment. It should be at least one place in the world where Yemos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, or Yemos HaMashiach will become revealed. In other words, when you do a mitzvah, you have to understand what you're doing. You're not doing it because you want to have schar, that's a nasa come across, actually, in Shema. Not doing it for any reason, but you're doing it for the same reason that the Rebbeinu wants you to do it. But it's, why did the Rebbeinu want me to do it? I'm doing it for the same reason. Why does the Rebbeinu like Torah mitzvahs? Because he wants Yichud Kitchaber Hitchvendah. So I also want Yichud Kitchaber. I'm also a neshama, and I want Yichud Kitchaber Hitchvendah just like the Rebbeinu wants. So what's Yichud Kitchaber Hitchvendah? I never met Yichud Kitchaber. I don't know what it means. I never experienced it. I don't know what it means. I can't want. I can understand that I would like a little more. I would like, you understand. What's Yichud Kitchaber Hitchvendah? What's that? I don't understand what it means. I can't do a mitzvah because I want Yichud Kitchaber Hitchvendah, because I don't know what it means. I can believe that it's such an Indian, but That's not that I'm doing it because of that, because I don't feel it. I never saw it. So the Rebbeinu Shel made a place in this world that he could experience. Everyone to, according to his level, he could see what we accomplished through Torah mitzvahs. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash is the place where this happens. Yichud Kitchaber Hitchvendah. There the Rebbeinu is miyachad with the Shechina. The Beis HaMikdash is the market where all life of all creation comes together, Shekhinah is there, and there is the place where the Kitchener, which is above creation, comes down and unifies himself with Shekhinah. And this is in I don't know the right word for it. It's something that's the biggest toil, the biggest experience that you could experience ever. Yichud Kitch Brichishon. So when Klaus had a base of English, they could do with this shame Yichud Kitch Brichishon because they experienced it. They saw it, they came to the base of English. And everyone, according to his Madrega, he experienced the union of Yichud Kitch Brichishon. And there's a lot of Misholem for it. You could say a lot of Misholem, but it's all Misholem that falls far short from the Nimshel. As much as you could be Mamshel, but you have to see it. If you don't see it, so the goal is the time that you can't really do a mitzvah Yichud Kitch Brichishon. Do mitzvahs in Golden too. You can't be mechavim shayichu kitchu. Every mitzvah, even though a person doesn't shaloi l'shma, but his depth of his nisham, he doesn't know. He doesn't have to know about it. His subconscious doesn't have to know about it. But he really wants yichu kitchu b'chishma. His nisham really wants yichu kitchu b'chishma. But he doesn't know about it. But whenever you do a mitzvah and it has to accomplish yichu kitchu b'chishma, you have to have a certain connection to yichu kitchu. And has to have a certain connection. So, in some way, every one of Klal Yisrael was in a certain way connected to the Beis Hamikdash at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Now we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, but we have a Mikdash Maat. Mikdash Maat means a lot, it has many, many meanings. It comes down in many ways. It's a Medrash, it's a Knesset, it's a Beis Medrash. Torah and Tzuru, which is a certain Ashras Hashchina, which is a Mikdash Maat. Most people don't feel from them. You can't say that they come to a Beis Medrash, they feel Yichud Kitch Brichishmuta, they feel a little better, more of this, but very far from Yichud Kitch Brichishmuta. But the real meaning of Beis Medrash and Beis Knesset means is every door has a Tzadik, which is Tzadik, it's called the Beis Mikdash of Yidah. So you can and the Mikdash Maat, notice Chazal say Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses, every Beis Medrash, every Beis Knesses has to have a leader that's somewhat a tzaddik. That he gives the neshama to the whole Beis Knesses, to the whole Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash is not a place which is gathered to daven, it's a place which is a name of the Beis Medrash. And there has to be someone who gives you the feeling of the Beis Medrash. That's called the tzaddik, called the Baal Madreis. So in short, tzaddikei Ador are called the Mikdash Maat. This we have in Golus too. And today is a Dor Yosem, everything is very much concealed. In comparison to different Dors, to previous Dors. But all Dors I was able to see from tzaddikei from the previous Dors. Came in contact with them, saw their avodah, the way they daven, the way they keep the Shabbos, the way everything. So a Mikdash Maat. He had understanding a little of the Indian of Yichud Kitch Brichishon. And that's what Tzaddikim had so much in mind of Beis Hamikdash. Because they lived a life which is a resemblance of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Hamikdash was missing for them very much. They yearned. Because they themselves were sort of a part of the Beis Hamikdash. They were the remainders of the Beis Hamikdash that we have in Golus. So they yearned very much that the life in which they lived should become in a higher form, should become revealed. We should have a Beis Hamikdash. So having in mind Yichud Kitch Brichishmuta is very much connected to the Beis Hamikdash. It's a fundamental way of understanding all of Yiddishkeit, all of Torah mitzvahs, the shame, yichud, kitch, brichishmuta, they are connected to a certain light, which that light means the purpose of why the Rebbe commanded us with Torah mitzvahs. So the heart has to work more than the mind. It's an Indian that the heart has to understand it much more than the mind can understand. It's a davar shebelev. Loi eini v'libi sham kol hayom. My hashgacha, my heart will be the base of English. So I'll try to explain it a little more, but I'll speak more to the heart than to the mind. Try. Yeah, in the Shiva Nechamtu we have Toimer Tzion, Azvan Yashan. Tzion said, you're Tzion, you mean very much to everyone. You shouldn't have to explain it. When that person hears the word Tzion, you should stop crying. You should let a few tears. Tzion means very much to the heart of a Yid. It's very precious. Tzion is very precious. So, by the time Tzion said, Azavani Hashem, when she left me, Hashem Shechecham, when she forgot about me. The Gemara says, Tzion says, someone remarries after his first marriage, he remembers his first wife. But the Vanishlein left me and he also forgot about me. Azavali Hashem. He left me and he forgot about me. Hashem Shechecham. He not only left me, but he even forgot about me. Tzion complains that the person goes, I look at the goes of Tzion, I don't see that the Bereshit remembers him. So the Bereshit answers, how could you say such a thing? How could you say that I don't remember you? Tishkach, Isha, Ilo, Rachem, Rabitna. Mother would forget her child. And then the Pasuk says, Gam Eilu Tishkach. That could also be forgotten. But for Noich Eilu Tishkach, I would never forget. What does the Pasuk say? God says to the Isha, forget her child. So she can't forget her child. God once said she can't forget her child. And he ends, close before. He changes his mind. Close to the but I'm not forgetting. I will never forget. But the person needs to say like this, I'm looking for the best moshe that I could find. That something is unforgettable. What's unforgettable? No. A mother would never forget a child. There's no such thing. A mother should forget a child. Even a person who leaves his wife will forget about it too. But a mother would never forget a child. That's something which is always unforgettable. So I was looking for the best mushroom I could find. But now I'm telling you now that I can't find a mushroom. There's no mushroom. The Nimshul which has no motion, because Gam Eilu Tishkach, it's also in a certain way, a certain situation become forgotten. So I tried the best motion, but I fell short from the Nimshul. But Noichi Lo Yishkach, I will not forget. There are many relationships that we have to find in this world, a person and his wife, a child and the mother, a child and the father, a Rebbe with a tongue, there are many relationships. So it's a relationship, there's another relationship too. It doesn't have a mushroom, because it's only one. There's only one such type of relation. If you have in the world different, you can maybe use it for a mushroom, but it's only one thing. It's a nimshu without a mushroom. Just like there's a relationship with a mother and a child. Yeah? I'll tell you another relationship. Yishchina and Kitchibur. There's such a relationship. What is that called? What is the Shchina to Kitchibur? So people in this world say, like a person, a mother and a child, it's like a Rebbe and a Talmud, it's like a man and a wife. No! It's the Kitchibur Yishkinde, you know what he's talking about. It's Kitchibur Yishkinde, you know, it doesn't have to have a mushroom, it doesn't have to have something that should resemble it. It's a certain relationship that has no mushroom. The relationship of the Creator and His creation. The Knesset Yisrael and Doida. You can use all words that show connection, that show ahava, that show vekus. use old words, but the Rebbe used old words. And he's still saying that you can't, I don't find the right word. Achoisi, Rayosi, Yoinosi, Samosi. What more could I say? I'm trying to use every expression that I could find. So it's only a mosh. There's one Indian that's a nimshu without a mosh. The greatest anguish and tsar and sorrow is find in the world. You wouldn't believe it if you wouldn't see it. It's a fact in the world. Person might think that the biggest tsar is the biggest yisurim is that, you have the rapporti, someone hits you and someone punishes you. No. The biggest tsar is chas v'shalom by alibi. Chas v'shalom. Alibi, especially of a close person, a very close person. Mamish. Family, the close family. So the tzar, what's the tzar? So hit you, someone took away your food, you took away your panos. What's the tzar? What happened to you? Ask a behema. Behema will understand what the tzar is. Why do people cry by the way? Ask a cow. You don't understand. No. What's the tzar? The tzar is always when two, which are one, become separated. Two, which live like one, and they become separated, cut off the connection, that's the biggest tsar there is in creation. It's the tsar of every chassid shalom on the body. It's the tsar. People are connected, and now they have to bid farewell, we'll always be. Never see you meet again. So this is a motion. As much as strong as the connection is, that would make as strong as the connection is, that's how strong the tsar on the separation. So what's more connected, what's more one than kitchen relation? There's no resemblance to this one, to this unity, there's nothing that resembles. So there's a concept of Golus Hashkana. There's a concept of the Indian that there's a Golus, there's no Yichud, there's a Pirit. There is such a concept. In other words, if the Yichud is concealed and it's not called Golus, it's called a Pirit. It's the biggest Tsar. Tsar Hashkana. Tsar Hashkana means that you should try to imagine how strong is the connection of Kitchener Hishkente, so that's how big the tsar is. You don't understand the connection of Kitchener Hishkente, that's why you can't understand tsar. Tzadikim used to mamish cry and be completely involved in tsar Hishkana, but they had a certain connection to the Yichud. When they did a mitzvah, they felt the Yichud, they felt the Inyan, they knew what they're doing. So the tsar is, has no words. Inexplainable, has no words. Tzar Hashem. So that's why you can taich. It's not the Tosh Kushal, but say Siddush Taich on Seba Lechadoidi, Behu Yachmoy Lalai Chamma. So why do you repeat the word Chamma? Tosh Kushal, because that's the derech of the song. Yachmoy Lalai Chamma. Which said the Ruach HaKodesh, so you could say a pshat. In other words, there is the essential chamla, the source of all chamlas, all rachmanis, which all other chamlas are only a moshka. They're not the absolute chamla, the real chamla. They're only a resemblance to the real rachmanis. So the chamla, the rachmanis, which is on the shchina. The chamla is the chamla. The chamla which every chamla is only a moshe. The Hu and the Rebbein Shalom Yachma El Olai, you have the chmanis, you have mercy on you. Chamla, real chamla. Everything is not the chamla, it's a resemblance of the chamla. But on you, the Rebbein Shalom will have the chmanis, chamla. Which is really called chamla. it's the Rahmanas which all other Rahmanas are null according to this Rahman. So the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash was a very, very it's a very sensitive opinion in the feelings of Klal Yisrael. You have to sense it, you have to feel it. It's now in Shama there is such a feeling, but you have to work on it to bring it. Bring it out. So you have to think about it, think all what's around the Beis Hamikdash, all matzav of the Beis Hamikdash. You know from Chazal, and you know from Sukkim. Sukkim Tillim is a very good sefer that explains the other one of the Beis Hamikdash. Let's take all that sort of one puzzle. A person brought a car. What did he do? He brought a car. What's the shot of the car? So again, the superficial way of explaining the car, the plain way, you know. Self-sacrifice. You know, you did a prayer or whatever, you come close to Hashem. You're ready to sacrifice your life to atone for your avera or to get closer to the Baruch Shalom. Doesn't want you to give up your life. So you take an animal and you imagine that you are like the animal, you are like the sheep or the cattle, and whatever happens to them should have really happened to you, and you give up your life in order to atone for your aveira or whatever, to be oila and shlomim, whatever, to come close to Hashem. That's not the real meaning of it. She doesn't want to kill anyone, give up life. That's not the original one. If the other original would be such a thing as Misa. Misa comes only because of the very of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. If Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned by the Eitz Hadas, what would a carbon mean? There wouldn't be a carbon? Of course it would be a carbon. What would a carbon mean? What would Misa mean? There wouldn't be Misa, but I think that people who have children, no one would die. The population would be so much. The world couldn't handle such a population. People don't die and people have children, have generations and have children. So what's the job? Without the chayda of Adam Rishon, he wouldn't die. Misa, before the chayda, meant like Aliyah and Abba. At the end you avoid in this world, you go up to the next one. You don't have to leave your body here. You go up with your body. The body in Shama and the goof is like one. You have to be one. They're like an ish and isha. They're one. Nisham is the ish and the goof is the ish. Ishta gigufa. When you finish your avodah, you go up to another oilam. You start a new avodah. And like this, you go up from oilam to oilam, and there's a lot to go. There's a lot to grow. It's endless. It's an endless ladder that reaches infinite. That's tzadikim eilam and nuva boilam azad, loy boilam abo, yerichim achai alfor, they go there. They have a continuous elevation to infinite shleimus, into infinite perfection. So the Beis Hamikdash is a certain resemblance like other mission before the Chet. Other mission after the Chet, you can't go up with our goof. But in a certain way, it's like a resemblance. Our goof feels the same way that the Neshama feels. And the goof says like this. It says, If I would have to have a choice of living chayim life gashmis the life oilam hazeh, and I would have a choice to live chayim neshama spiritual life of neshama, I choose life of neshama. I give up all enjoyments that I have from gashmis. In other words, I choose true life and I reject false life. I reject life which is only a sort of an imagination, in comparison to the true life which is chayim of alakus. when I come to the Mizbeach, I have to be on that Madrei. I have to be on the Madrei to understand what means Chaim Rufni. Chaim Rufni, notice is really how, why do I enjoy Chaim life of Rufni? Because I have a neshama. I'm part of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah wants to be connected to something that's higher than the Shekhinah. That's Kitchebrich. So I want to unify myself with Kitchebrich. So I just lift myself up with my guf, and my guf and my neshama both want the same thing. They yearn for the same thing. They yearn for connecting to the Likus. Let's explain this way. It's the same thing, that every neshama has two parts. It has a part which is Hashemai, which is sort of a marshal for Kitchebrich. And the part that comes down, that gets born in this world. The Maggid says, Chatzoytzeres, which says by Moshe, Chatzoytzeres, two Chatzitzeres, half Tzeres. One Tzeres, one part of the Nishon is the Shemai, and one part of the Nishon is the earth, Kesef, Chatzoytzeres is Kesef. The Maggid says, Shemachsofen Zel is, they have a yearning one to another. The part of the Nishon of the Maila wants to connect itself with the part of the Nishon of the Mata. The power of Shaman in this world wants to go up and reach its counterpart in Shaman. That's Shteicha Tzur Tzur. Beis HaMikdash, a person to choose. Because Beis HaMikdash al Maila, Mechorim Kinei Beis HaMikdash al Maila. Beis HaMikdash is the place where Shamayim and Oretz meet. Shamayim and Oretz, notice everything that's La Maila, has its counterpart in Mata, and they're connected. Mikdash Hashem Kaini Yudach. There's a Mikdash Shamayla, there's a Mikdash Shamata, which one gives to the next, one comes revealed to the next, one yearns to the other one. Two Beis HaMikdash. There's a Mikdash Shamayla, there's a Mikdash Shamata. One is for the Nishamas, which are in Shamay, and one is for the Nishamas that are in this world. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is called Chatzur Hashem. Chatzur is Chatzitzur, two Chatzitzur. Lichsefa. They understand the pasuk. Lichsefa, gam kol sanafshi. My neshama has a yearning. Where does the same yearning that it feels in the chatzres Hashem, in the place where the two chatzitzuros become combined. Lichsefa, gam kol sanafshi. Shtei chatzres kesef. When I come to the mizbeach, I'm not saying that I'm killing myself for Hashem. I'm ready to really show the guf. Teach him his lesson and really, you know, get rid of him because of self-sacrifice for Hashem. No. It's a very sweet avodah. Feel the goof. Also feels that the goof would really want to go up to Shammai. Libby, sorry. My Libby means the neshama, the sorry means my goof. Irani. They sing al kel choy, the branch which is life, the branch doesn't want miss. The Zohar says lo yameis mi hal luto kitchberch lo shari. The branch doesn't rest in a place where it's missing. Misa comes from the sitrach. Every misa comes from the sitrach. But kedusha does never. Adam Rishon did not bear, so he put himself in the rishus of the sitrach. He made the sitrach be powerful and take away and separate from the Shama the good, which is called Misa. But the version of the Kedel Chai. No Yameis Mi Yahal Mutko. Libby, sorry, Ranano El Kedel Chai. That's the thing of a Mizbeach. Mizbeach, you come to the Mizbeach. If you're a big Baal Madrega, you get feel the Shos Hashem. And you don't have anything to arouse you to feel the Shos Hashem because you felt it. And the Kehanim, the Rebuyach Yichudim, the whole avodah of Kehanim, there's a base of Aaron, there's a base of Levi, there's a base of Yisroel. It's levels, it's Madregas. The base of Aaron are more closer to the Madrega of Adam Rishon before the Chayim. That's why the many things which come from Adam Rishon after his Chayim doesn't apply by Kehanim. There's a klal of Zeis HaPecha Toich Alech. You have to work for make a living. Yeah. Anum? No, I don't have to work. They shulchan gevayah. They have trumas, meisers. They're completely. They're the coiling in the life from Klalitz. The coil people from Klalitz are all that's behind. But the Rambam says someone is covering himself all Torah and he doesn't do anything but learn. Tarosa and Masa, he's working Torah. So it comes in Skaldish with Ktushis to him. It's like a Kohen. He resembles a Kohen, but that's what a Kohen is. Right? That is Potter from all Zeyas Aperata, Toyah Halata, and he does what other Mishnah should have done before the Chet. Misa. Kohen is not allowed to be in Talmud to Alex. Don't connect yourself with the Misa. Misa, you're above Misa. You're Chai. You're in the world of Chai. There's Misa by Kohen too. But don't have to do with Misa. As much as you can, separate yourself from any of these. You're a Chai. You're serving the Kel Chai, which rests in the Beis Hamikdash. But the Kohanim, for every mitzvah, the Yachad Yichudim, they have what Tzadikim do. Tzadikim do know the secrets of the mitzvah. There's a void which is called Yachad Yichudim. And it's a void that you have to understand. You have to have a feeling for Soidin Sator, you have to understand Soidin Sator. You have to be completely Ish Neshama, Neshama the person. And then you see lights, you see oiras, and you live a life of tzaddikim. That's Chaim Shal Tzaddikim, you say Rosh Hashanah. Svein Lachaim, Tehan Amayit, Bachaim, the Sifron Shal Tzaddikim. The life should be a life of the Mamcha Lekim Chaim. Not every life is similar. It's a life which means real life. It means that in Neshama, Neshamadik alive, and you can be Miach Yichud. You live in the world of Yichud. That's the world of Kaham. The Levim were a little more on the outside, more external. You're a Baal Shir. Shir is also an expression of life. You sing from what you derive your enjoyment of life. Because that's why the Melech Yisrael is called the Melech. It's called the Melech Yisrael. He's the singer of Baal Yisrael. Why is a Melech a singer? Chazal is a singer. Singers. I've never heard that President Trump should be a singer. He's not a president too, but he should be a singer. He's definitely not a singer. What does government and malchus have to do with song? But the real malchus doesn't mean he's executive, chief executive, which controls like everything that happens in the Medina, in his government. That's not what a Malach is. Malach means that every nation has its culture. Its culture means its way of life. It's a way of life. Way of life means what's important, what's not important, what you enjoy, what you don't enjoy. Every nation has its own way of life. Well, Israel, the Abba from all the Umas, their way of life, their enjoyment of life, is a very great is a bird. So you always sing, you bring out your enjoyment of life through song. Since the Melech, he has to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, and see to it that Klal Yisrael, in other words, a Yiddish government is not run mainly, you give a law and police, it's not a police government. The Indian of Malach HaShemayim, which the Melech brings down Malach HaShemayim, means that he arouses all the Neshamas to be mekabel on themselves, Oyel Malach HaShemayim, with a rotzen. Not because they're forced, not because they're going to jail, they'll be fined, no, because they want it. So you have to be Moira, you have to be aroused, the rotzen. Malchusoy berotzen kibbul elay. So how do you arouse the rotzen of a person? So the Melech lived such a life that he was a sample of what should be the life of all of Klal Yisrael. And he revealed his enjoyment of life, he revealed through his song. The song of the Melech is the way, the tool that the Melech arouses the Neshama and the meaning of life of all of Klal Yisrael, so it will be Mekanai Torah Mitzvah, without police, without punishment. They will come Malach HaShemayim with a rod. That's why Tillum starts Ashreirish. He teaches twice of what life is. Ashreirish, Ashreir, Loyolach, Batsas, Vishron. Derech Atom, Loyomach, Kiyim, the Soyuz Hashem Chavtzer. Soyuz Hashem Chavtzer, Saroso Yehege Yehema Veloilu. Ahoy, Yoki Eitz, Shosul Alpagim. Ay, so he says, Eitz means the Eitz Achai. The tree of life, Eitz. Eitz, Shosul Alpagim. Ay means the tree of life, which is Shosul Alpagim. Ay, there's a lot of secrets in it. We won't go into it, but that's the name Zemiris Yisrael. That's what he's trying to express. So the Levim were also Baal Yishir. They sang songs. But if someone is not in the Madrig, none of that love to understand really what the Kahanim did, the Kahanim all about, so the Rabbiya helped along. He sang the song which explained what the Kahanim are doing. Just like the Tzaddik, Shmelki, it's a lady too. It was a lady in Yuchas, a lady which had a Yichas during the Beis Hamikdash. He was a big Tzaddik, a big Gaon, a big Tzaddik, but he also knew how to sing, he was also a singer. And when he davened, he had a mind to zich with him, and he did dveikis, he davened with dveikis. And out of his mouth came out songs, nigunim. He didn't remember what he sang. But it was magnificent songs. The people that heard it were mamish. They were completely taken with the song. And he didn't remember what he sang. But the songs were the explanation of what he had in mind. And mind that you had, and out of his mouth naturally came out songs. The Rebbeim were singers, they sang the Yehudim of the Kahan. In other words, like the Zohar explains, Shir Zayam, Shir Lashan. So the language of the Zohar, they sang the Shir that the Shechinah sings for Kitchen. And that's what all the Kalis were together, the Zohar said. All said the same words at the same time, same song, because it's not they that sang, the Shechinah, which is within them, sang out of them to Kitchener. So Ashir or Zois, Zois of Zois means the Shechinah, as Yashir, Moshe, and Israel, it's Ashir or Zois, Ashir that the Shechinah sings Lashan to Kitchener. So they sang a song which is a great song, which can't explain what the song meant. And that aroused all the shamans to feel what the Kahanim are really doing. So, but they also had, the Sinichi, you have to know, was also in Gashmi, it's a very beautiful place. It's a magnificent edifice, it's an English, Mamish. It was Mamish Melvi. Shlaima Melech took the biggest aris from Hiram and Goyim he took to make it a beautiful building. Because the Samigdash had the perfection, not only Pnimius, also Chatzonius. In order to have to attract even people that are Chatzonius, even a Goy that came to the Beis Hamikdash had to be attracted to the Beis Hamikdash. A Goy doesn't understand Pnimius so much. He first has to see Chatzonius. He sees that it's beautiful. Chatzonius, he sees the dressing of the Gaon, he sees the whole system of the Beis Hamikdash, how it works. He gets very much impressed with the ins and outs of the Beis Hamikdash. And then he can expect that he does start davening a little and will feel there is a revenge. But Shlomo HaMelech said when he built the Beis Hamikdash, he said, "I'm not knocking. The glory that's going to come here. You should see the Hashem Alekai Yisrael." And the Paskarim calls the Beis Hamikdash Beis Tefillah L'Chalam. It's a Beis Tefillah Yikarei L'Chalam. It's a place that has to attract all of creation to attach themselves to the branch. Of course, everyone according to his level. So it had to be, and Chatzayim is also very good. Of course, it's had to attract people that only understand Chatzayim. So the Kuzi says that the Levium great singers, great Chachamim and the Chachma of music, great musicians. They sang the songs which only a great musician could compose such songs. It was mamish classical songs, mamish songs that everyone became attracted to. The Melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar was a big king. And he heard about the famous Song of Zion. He spoke the whole world the Song of Zion, Song of Zion. And when they came there, they came to Babel, he took the Levium and told them, Shiru Amim Shir Zion. Sing for me, I want to enjoy the beautiful, magnificent Song of Zion. Shiru Amim Shir Zion. The Levium, as I'll say, they cut their fingers. They were afraid that the Knesset would force them to sing. They didn't want to be forced to sing. And It says, Eich Noshi. How could you see? But they couldn't see. It covered their fingers. But they heard from the Knesset. You should see here the song of Tzion. It came completely lost. What's happening? You told me the Chazatzi. Now you have a big mistake. You heard about the song of Tzion. That's explained to you. We're not Chazama. We're not musicians. That's not our aim. We're musicians too, but that's only to conceal ourselves. That's not the real aim. We never sang a song of Tzion. We have a mistake. We sang Ashir Hashem, not Ashir of Tzion. Ashir Hashem that the Shechinah Kodesh sang from our mouth and from our instruments. It's the song of the Shir Hashem, which sings to Hashem. Hey, Ichnoshi, how can we sing Shir Hashem? Al Admas Nechem. You have to have a basic image for that. You have to have an atmosphere, a holy atmosphere, which was established through that cable. It was established through David HaMelech. David HaMelech worked very much to find that Mokai Hashem. Zichoyer Hashem to David, I call you Noisar Hashem, Nishbal Hashem, Nodal of Yaakov, Av Emtzah Mokai Hashem. I have to find a place in this world, in this Gashmistic world, which is clear from all Tumas, it's clear from all Tumas, and this is the place where the Goyishan Zois Menichasi Adei Av, this is my Menucha, this is my resting place, and here I will stay, I will never leave this place. Because here is the place. And this place was sanctified, was Mekudesh to the Akedah, was Mekudesh, it could be Marech a lot, what the Akedah really meant. And it was very hard to find a Beis HaMikdash. Not just seeing it, Rabbo, seeing the Shir Hashem. Elif Moshe, how can you see the Shir Hashem? If I'll ever forget of Tzion, I'll start playing with an instrument in the bubble. I'm asking from Hashem only one bakasha, one request. I'm asking from Hashem. I'll never forget Yerushalayim. I'm asking Tishkach Yemini, my right hand, should forget how to hold a fiddle, how to work with a fiddle. If I'll ever want to sing a song of Tzion in bubble, I'm asking only one bakasha. I'm asking Tidbat and Shoini Lechiki, my tongue should be connected to my, I don't know how to call it. Lois Karachi, Ba'elas or Shalai, my Rosh Tzimchas. Tzion touches the knees of every heart of Klal Yisrael. It has to touch Nabash's innermost neshama. And it it's impossible to forget what happened at Tzion. 3 weeks, we have to acquire that saga of Tzion. Then you become a different year. Become a different type of. Not doing mitzvahs because you want something. No, doing mitzvahs because you feel yichud kishkir chishkir. Something else to come, of course. There's a lot of levels on it. But the heart has to understand it much more than the mayach. The heart has to understand it. So it's anything that you have to look into when you look in the kindness and especially in the old tzions that the Shoyrim of Klal Yisrael put out their heart in love of tzion and Yerushalayim of Shuras Hashem. And then the neshama gets aroused and you have a certain connection, so you feel what you're supposed to feel about tzion and Yerushalayim. And later also, I have to cut short, but it's a whole opinion. It's a little hard for me to explain English too. It's trying my best, but Ish b'chacham v'yosef lekech. Understand. The chacham to understand much more than I said. And it's very important these weeks. And you don't just try to get rid of it. Now you get over it in 9 days, and you wait till the Tisha B'av to come to you can eat over it and stuff. And achshav snachmo, hi. Very happy to see the song. Now, 3 weeks, I think, very happy to over it. I lived through the 3 weeks and I felt Tzion, felt Yerushalayim, felt the connection. It's only a year of Golus, still feel Tzion. I should have forgotten a long time about Tzion and Yerushalayim. No, of course, I can't forget. Why does the concept forget? It can't forget. Because they have a future of coming back to Tzira, and that connects them to Tzira. If you have a churim beis hamikdash, if you misavel al churim beis hamikdash, even then nabiyama, it's like it was built. You start rejoicing on the osed, on our future that will sometime return to Tzira. Our avelus is 3 weeks, and according to the depth of our avelus, that's how much emunah comes out on the revelation of the shechina and Tzira. May it remain on.
Amen.